Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello, and welcome back to Details of the Wake Up Call, ladies and gentlemen. I am Richard Martin, your host, and this is coming to you from Malaysia, just outside Singapore. It's Monday, August the 14th, 2017. Well, I'm recording this today in the middle of a monsoon and a very powerful thunderstorm here, so please forgive any claps of thunder. This is not Donald Trump sending bombs over to North Korea and missing. This is basically the real thing, a monsoon. So enjoy it for all it's worth. In the meantime, before I start, let me just mention that on the entry for the 31st of July, that's Monday the 31st of July, the wrong show was inadvertently placed in that slot. The right show, along with its introduction to you, is there now and contains what I think is an interesting expose on Jeff Sessions that you might want to listen to. So scroll back up to the show for Monday the 31st of July. Well, public pension funds returned only 0.6% on average in fiscal year 2016, according to a report by the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, far lower than their 7.6% average target rate. Lower-than-expected returns did little to improve the nation's growing unfunded pension liabilities. Of the 170 plans studied, the average funding ratio was 72% for the fiscal year, about the same level as the year before, according to the report. Under new accounting standards introduced in 2014, however, the plans were only 68% funded. Lower than anticipated investment returns have plagued pension funds since the financial crisis, as many public retirement systems have failed to earn enough to close their chronic shortfalls. Unfunded pension liabilities are the difference between what governments owe public workers versus what has been set aside. The growth of these has weighed on the finances of states and cities across the country, threatening the credit ratings of Illinois, New Jersey, Kentucky, and others. Some plans have responded to adverse market conditions by lowering the assumed rate their investments would gain during an average year. However, lower assumed rates of return mean that governments must contribute more to public pension funds systems to make up the difference, a move that lawmakers in some states and cities have been hesitant to do in the past. The authors of the report noted that even though returns for fiscal year 2017 are better, the recovery will likely do little to improve funding ratios. They estimate that even if pension systems achieve their estimated rate of return over the next few years, they will only be 72.9% funded by 2021. The coming stock market collapse will devastate all plans. Nobody is talking about this, but it will lead to the greatest increase in poverty ever experienced in the United States. All right, well, a lot to talk about on today's show. I will have something quite substantial to talk about Russia and the Americans with its own, with their own divisions and tensions and what that's going to lead to. Not very pleasant to think about. More about Robert Mueller and his investigation of President Trump, and whether what Trump does is legal by virtue of the fact that he is actually President of the United States, though frankly you wouldn't think so by listening to some of the things these people say. Productivity continues to decline, and I talk about why it's been decreasing since the 1970s. I'll give you some background upon how Britain became a member of the EEC, the European Economic Community, as it used to be called before the European Union, and how they got inveigled into all kinds of agreements that they never signed up for. A little on last month's unemployment report, and then we'll see what time we have. So basically, let me wish you a wonderful week ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back, as always, on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.